neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli. Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Others did after they came up with their vicious plan to get rid of Yosef HaTzadik. What is the first thing they did? They took the ketonet pasim and they dipped it in goat's blood, and then they brought it to Yaakov Ben Aleph Shalom. So now the question then is asked, why did they need to do such a thing? You know, you see in the afternoon, so Yaakov Ben Aleph Shalom is waiting for his chavruta. Yosef, where are you? He says, he didn't come. Tomorrow, he says, he didn't come. One week pass, he didn't come. So he's not enough?
No.
No?
No, because keeping the component in the blood has a visual effect.
So that means?
It brings some kind of a direction as to what happened to Yosef. So Yaakov doesn't just sit down and say, oh, what happened to my son, what happened to my son?
No, but if he's missing for sometimes, and then he has no news from him, so that's it, you know, he knows.
You always wonder what happened. To look at the clothing in blood, you're directing the mind that he was eaten, that he was killed.
Okay.
Without that, you're just wandering in space. Kojara, what did he do? What happened to him? You never know. So the brothers wanted to bring some kind of determination to this.
I understand, but which pain is greater? That he sees that's it, he's gone, or he's wandering, but still it's the same pain. No, he's not there. I understand your point, but still, which is worse? Maybe one is worse than the other, but what?
Wandering is worse, because it never ends.
Okay, but here we see still, he was mourning for 22 years, no? No, we're not talking about what he's supposed to do or not to do. We're trying to find out what the brothers were up to, what they were thinking. The brothers, what did they have in mind?
The brothers thought when they do this, is end.
Okay.
That's why they did it.
Fine. So it's end. It doesn't end. So what difference does it make? Now here, we see unbelievable message. And that is, the brothers know if Yaakov Ben Aleph Shalom, their father, has not put an end to this, with his tefillah, he can bring back Yosef even from under the ground. So they were planning to make him to lose hope, would not do any tefillah. Because for Yaakov Ben Aleph Shalom to bring Yosef out of Mitzrayim or from anywhere from the world, through his tefillah, he was able to do this. And they knew this. And the brothers knew. So, to prevent this, they wanted to put an end to it. How? So they showed him, it's not alive anymore. So the tefillah doesn't work. But they know if Yaakov Shalom still has hope and he will pray for his son, he can pull him out from anywhere from the world.
If he had that power of prayer, more than he was in the
world. No, he would not go to that extent, because that he believed, if the Gezerah was that he's not around anymore, so that's from Shomayim. But if he's lost, or something happened to him, as we see again, that is mentioned in this coming Shabbat, that he tells Yosef, "Becharbi v'gashti," I went to the world. But he didn't ever grab the sword in his life. But he made with my tefillah, I saved Shimon Levi, and so on. And that's what exactly Yehudi should never forget, that how powerful his tefillah is. And many times, we take it as granted. We grab the siddur, we go through the routine, then we finish it up, and then we're done. And here you see, to find out how your tefillah exactly had effect in Shamayim is the effect that you feel after your tefillah. If you feel exactly the same, so that means the tefillah didn't do anything. But if you maybe a little bit, feel different, a little boosted up, maybe you're smiling more, you're lighter, so then you see that the tefillah did something.
If you go outside and you see the flat tire, then you know for sure it was accepted.
Exactly, yes. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful term of Vayigash is all about. That, of course, the same way that one goes to the war, has to prepare himself. And not only that, when you go to the war, what do you think about? What do you think about? That's the only thing you have, to have to focus on. And that's why it's such a contradicting thing. What is tefillah has anything to do with the war? What has to appeasing? So if you learn from here, you have to learn the technique. The same way you go to the war, you have to do your tefillah. Should not think about anything else. But it's not easy. Why? Because so kadosh. He can bring you such a shefa, such a beracha. Here we see, the brothers know that Yaakov Avinu Shalom can pull out Yosef from anywhere from the world. So they made a stop to it. They knew. And that's what exactly it is. You don't need to run around all over the world. With your tefillah, anything you want, you can bring it to yourself. Anything through your tefillah. Anything you need. And you know how much flight ticket you can save for yourself? You know how much running around you can save for yourself? Only through your tefillot you can bring such a shef and bracha. Niske bezal Hashem, v'arbi Yeshua. Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shamo, nishomo sheli. Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shamo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org. Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shamo, nishomo sheli. You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org. Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shamo, nishomo sheli. Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shamo, nishomo sheli. You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.